We would like to bring you an update next on the aggressive activities of the galaxy in which we live. Picture the Milky Way, if you would, as you learned about it in school, a massive pinwheel of stars slowly turning in space. Our own sun is just one of those many, many stars. Astronomers from the University of Virginia and the University of Massachusetts now report that the Milky Way is colliding with the next galaxy over and actually devouring it, ripping it to pieces. From his post at the University of Massachusetts, Dr. Martin Weinberg has been monitoring the slow death of the galaxy Sagittarius, and he joins us now. Dr. Weinberg, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Should we duck?
No.
There are stars tumbling toward us here through the Milky Way galaxy.
Well, one of the things that makes astronomy quite a challenge is that we never see anything move on anything larger than the solar system scale. And so, like almost everything else in astronomy, this is a very, very slow event by human timescales. And in fact, if you were a star in this Sagittarius galaxy, which is being disrupted, you'd barely know it. This thing, this type of event happens all of the time. So we're not seeing anything particularly special in the sense that it's unusual for a galaxy to do this. In fact, a galaxy was built from pieces like this. At least that's our current theory.
Well, I want people to get a picture of this. I'm looking at a photograph that you actually have on your website here, and you can see in the middle of this kind of spiral of stars that people grew up seeing in school, and then there is a stream of stars being pulled into the Milky Way, I guess by gravity, right?
Right.
And the stream of stars almost looks like wood going through a saw blade. It gets cut to pieces on the other side.
Right. But what's really happening here is that this small galaxy, this dwarf galaxy, Sagittarius galaxy, is being pulled apart by the tidal field of the Milky Way. And so we're all familiar with the idea of tides. The Milky Way galaxy is huge compared to this little dwarf galaxy. And the material is being pulled off of the Sagittarius galaxy by this differential, what we call tidal force.
And now the remains of this dwarf galaxy, these stars, are being hurtled
right
through the Milky Way and not too far in relative terms from the Earth.
That's right. One of the interesting things to astronomers is that some of these stars we believe we have already observed, and we've attributed them to the Milky Way at large. And in fact, we will have to start revising some of our theories about what makes what we call the stellar halo, the sphere of stars that is around the disk, because a lot of these may in fact have been this remnants of this dwarf galaxy. We've learned from computer simulations that things like this probably were going on, and this is just a beautiful observational case. You know, there's nothing like seeing it in nature.
So how did you see this in nature?
Starting about 10 years ago, we began partly at UMass and a number of other institutions, including collaborators from NASA and Harvard, thought it would be extremely useful to survey the entire sky in the near-infrared bands. Now, the near-infrared bands are good for several things. If you look at things in the near-infrared, you're less sensitive to dust. And that's important because, as people probably know, there is dust in between the stars. Now, the dust level is extremely small. This is an incredibly good vacuum, but because the space between these stars is so vast that if you imagine sweeping up along some line of sight the dust, it gets very dusty, and it gets so dusty that you can extinct the light.
There's nothing I can go outdoors tonight and see.
Well, you can see lots of things out there, but you're not going to see the stream.
Are astronomers going to look at the Milky Way in a different way because of this discovery?
Astronomers are always looking at the Milky Way in a different way, every time they learn something different. And this discovery is mostly useful because it allows us to investigate this dwarf disruption process in excruciating detail. The other thing that it potentially could allow us to do is to investigate the nature of the dark matter. The dark matter is a catch-all for astronomers' inference that there's mass, but no direct detection of it. This is one of the outstanding problems right now in astronomy. However, because this stream of material, of course, is feeling both the luminous stellar matter and the dark matter, we can use the precise information now we have about this stream to try and put together a more careful model and try and understand whether or not the dark matter is in fact behaving the way we previously speculated it would, or maybe there's something different going on. The other thing that's been a surprise is that the Milky Way appears, based on the position and morphology of this stream, to be very spherical, which is a surprise. I think most people expected the sphere of stars, or really the distribution of mass in the Milky Way, which is this dark matter, to be a little bit flattened or somewhat flattened, and it doesn't appear to be. So I don't think it's time to hang up the current theories, but something is wrong with our previous picture. It may not be a major problem, but there's going to be a lot of work trying to understand why galaxies look like they're such great spheres when we expected them not to be spheres.
Dr. Martin Weinberg is a professor of astronomy at the University of Massachusetts, and if you would like to see pictures of the Milky Way eating Sagittarius, go to our website at npr.org, and be sure to wear a napkin or something like that.
That's right, yum yum.
Dr. Weinberg, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.